The Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 214. Dear Lord, remember me, a sinner weak and vile, full of impiety and fraught with sin and guile. I cannot hope but in thy blood. Remember me, O Lord, for good. Hymn 214.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Holy Word of God, from the book of the prophet Micah, reading chapter 7. The book of the prophet Micah, reading chapter 7. Micah chapter 7. Woe is me, for I am as when they have gathered the summer fruit, as the grape gleanings of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruit. The good man is perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands earnestly. The prince asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward, and the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desire. So they wrap it up. The best of them is as a briar. The most upright is sharper than a thorn hedge. The day of thy watchman and thy visitation cometh. Now shall be their perplexity. Trust ye not in a friend, put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. For the son dishonoureth the father, the daughter riseth up against her mother, the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. Therefore, I will look unto the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Then she that is mine enemy shall see it, and shame shall cover her which said unto me, Where is the Lord thy God? Mine eyes shall behold her. Now she shall be trodden down as the mire of the streets. In the day that thy walls are to be built, in that day shall the decree be far removed. In that day also he shall come even to thee from Assyria, and from the fortified cities, and from the fortress, even to the river, and from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. Notwithstanding, the land shall be desolate because of them that dwell therein, for the fruit of their doings. Feed thy people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitary in the wood, in the midst of Carmel, Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead, as in the days of old. According to the days of thy coming out of the land of Egypt, will I show unto him marvellous things. The nation shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the Lord our God, and shall fear because of thee. Who is a God like unto thee, that pardoneth iniquity, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger for ever, because he delighteth in mercy. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob, and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Amen. May the Lord be pleased to bless to our souls for reading of his holy word, and help us now as we would come before him in prayer. Dear Lord, teach us now to pray. Oh, breathe into our hearts that breath of real prayer. May we not be left to ask amiss, that we might consume it upon our lusts, upon our pleasures, upon ourselves. But all for spirit-indicted prayer. Likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth a heart, who knoweth the mind of the Spirit, maketh intercession for us according to the will of God. Oh, to pray aright. Oh, to ask in faith. Oh, to come reverently, yet boldly, humbly, unto the throne of grace, thankful to find there yet is room before the throne of grace, thankful that we are yet found on praying ground. Oh Lord, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, we pray. For Lord, we are sinners, guilty sinners, hell-deserving sinners. All are sinners in God's sight, but few so in their own. Lord, we believe there are a number here tonight found of that few so, who know something of the plague of their own hearts, something of indwelling sin, oh, something of being a sensible sinner. All those, Lord, hoping in thy mercy, those looking unto Jesus, all those who will be found sheltering under his shed blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Those who would know his righteousness imputed, to be found accepted in the Beloved, to be found complete in him, to be found perfect in Christ Jesus. But all to be found in him, as Noah was found in that ark. Oh, there was the refuge. There was the hiding place. Oh, there was a place of safety. There was deliverance. There was salvation. The Lord shut him in. Oh, to be found in Christ, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, that I may win Christ and be found in him. For out of Christ, almighty power can do nothing but devour. For the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. Oh, but to be found in Christ. Oh, Lord, remember such. Oh, who have fled unto that refuge, or that refuge in Jesus, the gospel makes known, who long by faith to enter in, or who longs to know that they are found safe in Christ Jesus. O Lord, as Noah was warned, O Lord, thou dost warn thy people, awakened, quickened, taught by the blessed Spirit, taught the truth of themselves as lost, ruined, guilty, hell-deserving sinners, but the truth of the Saviour, or the truth of his sin-atoning blood, the truth of his righteousness, the truth of his name. None other name given us amongst men under heaven whereby we must be saved. O Lord, do remember burdened souls, seeking souls, all those knocking upon the door of thy mercy, those who would seek the Lord while he may be found, would call upon him while he is near, but oh, long to find him, long to know him. This my incessant cry shall be, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. O Lord, those who fain would believe, but fear to presume, who long to be made sure that my Beloved is mine, and I am his, who cry out, say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Or to have that great question concerning our soul's salvation to be put out of question. Oh, like that one of old, to being able to say, it is well. It is well. Oh Lord, there may be souls here this evening, and they fear and tremble, they look within, it is not well. I'm a sinner, a hell-deserving sinner, a guilty sinner, a vile sinner, a repetitive sinner, cannot cease from sin, it is not well. Oh, feeling much a plague of their own hearts. Oh, Lord, being truth, being taught that truth, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? All these souls know it in measure. It is not well. And yet would be found knocking upon the door of thy mercy. And Oh, long for that door to be open, long to obtain mercy, long to find grace in thy sight, long to know their sins forgiven, long to know their transgressions covered over, their iniquities pardoned. But until such a time, they fear it is not well. Does Satan tempt thee to give up? Oh, Lord, these souls tempted by Satan, assaulted by Satan, all those powerful temptations, thoughts going into the mind, all that soul cries out, 'tis not well, but longs to know it is well. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me and save me with an everlasting salvation? Those who would fall down before thee, those who would pour out their hearts unto thee, those like Hannah of old in bitterness of soul. Oh Lord, would it please thee to so speak peace into their hearts and assure them of thy love, or that they might be enabled to say, it is well. Christ is mine, and I am his. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. My Lord and my God, oh, may I call thee mine. May I with sweet assurance claim a favour so divine to know it is well. Lord, remember each one gathered here this evening. May the gathering of the people be unto thee. But Lord, we pray for thy felt presence. We pray for the outpouring of thy Spirit. We pray that thy Spirit may take of thine, show it unto us, apply thy word. Oh Lord, with divine power, may there be that wrought of God, that which will enter in, that which will abide, that which will bring forth fruit in due season. Should there be found any here yet dead in trespasses and in sins, Lord, have mercy. O Lord, awaken, O Lord, quicken. Call them by thy grace. O Lord, show them themselves. Or bring to an end that mad career of sin. O Lord, turn them unto thee. Lord, we would pray for any tonight who are struggling. O Lord, who need thy help, thy promised help, who need the Lord to appear, who need the Lord to guide, to direct, who need the Lord to rule and overrule, who need the Lord to perform. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. For there shall be a performance of these things, our performing God. Lord, remember such who are waiting upon thee, and are being taught to wait patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings, and hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. But yet, Lord, they may still be in that horrible pit, stuck fast in the miry clay. Lord, incline thine ear, go unto such, bring them forth. Or may there be that loose him and let him go. Lord, remember those bowed down, those cast down, those dejected, those disappointed, those walking in darkness and have no light. those who feel to be forgotten, forsaken, abandoned. Oh, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favourable no more? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Oh, Lord, cause them to remember the years of thy right hand. But it is good for me to draw near unto God. May it be good for us to draw near unto God here tonight. And yet how dependent we are upon thee. Lord, remember each one, from the youngest to the eldest. We would commit and commend each one unto thee, into the word of thy grace. Lord, we each have our own paths to walk, our own burdens to bear, our own cross to carry. Thou knowest the way that we take, and all that we stand in need of, and those things which may be before us in the unknown way, mountains, troubles, trials, sorrows, griefs, but oh, to prove it as thy days, so shall thy strength be. And Lord, as we understand the collection taken is for the needy cases, oh Lord, we think of those spiritual needy cases, the poor and needy, needy souls. Oh Lord, remember such. We would pray for those unable to be here this evening. Remember them. Lord, we would pray for any laid aside in affliction or sickness, infirmity. Remember those away at this time. Remember any caught up in employment. Lord, do remember this cause of truth. Be with them here, bless them here, encourage them here, do great things for them here, whereof they shall be glad. Remember each cause of truth represented. Lord, do remember thy servants here, and be with them and help them, and use them in thy service. Oh, to know that great blessing, the Lord working with us, confirming his word, with signs following. And yet so often it seems to be, I have laboured in vain and spent all my strength for naught, but Lord, thou knowest. Remember Zion. Shine upon the churches, lest they die. O Lord, return with mercies unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. May we yet live to see a better day for the gospel, a building up again. Do remember thy people throughout the whole earth, especially those suffering great tribulations, great trials of faith. O Lord, in lands where there's persecution and oppression, O Lord, we pray for thy people. Lord, do remember our guilty land and nation. Rule and overrule. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon our leaders. Grant wisdom. Oh, Lord, we look to thee. Help us to look beyond man. Oh, help us to look unto God upon the throne. Sovereign ruler of the skies, ever gracious, ever wise, all my times are in thy hand, all events at thy command. Our eyes are upon thee. We would be thankful for every mercy, every blessing, every comfort, every privilege. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. And we feel so ashamed that often we're unthankful and forgetful. Like those 9 cleansed lepers who never returned to give thanks. Oh Lord, forgive us our hardness of heart. Now Lord, what wait we for? Our hope is in thee. Make up in giving where we have failed in our asking. And as each one we trust has been brought here tonight in peace and safety, may each one also be taken home. Peace and safety, but all with a portion and handful of purpose, that for their souls. Compassion on us have, we pray, and empty send us not away. We ask all for Jesus' sake alone.
Hymn 962. Come, dearest Lord, and melt my heart, thy animating power impart, blessed source of life divine. Jesus, thy love alone can give the will to rise, the power to live, for every grace is thine. 962.
Lord may be pleased to grant his gracious help, I will direct your prayerful attention to the book of the prophet Micah, chapter 7 and verse 19. Micah chapter 7 and verse 19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Micah chapter 7 and verse 19. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. We read in the Psalms concerning God, he hideth himself, and they are troubled. Again, the dear psalmist in an earlier psalm, thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Oh, dear soul, if your and my religion is real, if we are truly quickened by the Spirit, if we have that life of God in our heart, if the Lord has begun that work of grace, we also will be brought to say, thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. And I cannot but help feel that there may be those here tonight walking in such a pathway, a very dark pathway, a very trying pathway, a very difficult pathway, a very hard pathway, because the Lord is hiding his face. That the Lord does hide his face from time to time. The sovereignty of God. God in control, not man in control. God in control. Ordering, ruling, overruling, commanding, teaching, humbling, proving, trying, or the way the Lord leads his people. And there are times when the Lord will hide his face. Sin is a most solemn thing. You cannot sin lightly. We live in such a day and age and generation when a man thinks little of evil, little of wickedness. Indeed, they call that which is good evil. They call that which is evil good. But souls taught of God, oh, souls quickened by the Spirit, oh, souls who are awakened, enlightened, oh, the Lord will teach a solemnity of sin. Oh, what an awful thing is sin. Oh, thou hideous monster sin. What a curse hast thou brought in. All creation groans through thee, pregnant cause of misery. And the child of God feels it. Oh, he feels it. He would be saved from mere lip confession. But oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Those of you here this evening who know what it is to be a guilty sinner before an holy God, an eternity stands before, a never-ending eternity. And that thought of being lost, forever. Much could be said of the horrors of hell. I often consider it is a place where neither hope nor mercy can ever come. Oh, it will be a terror to every living soul. What if my soul should be left out when thou for thy people shalt call, but prevent it by thy grace? Be thou, dear Lord, my hiding place in this, the accepted hour. All those who feel much of the plague of their own hearts, who are taught their need of God's mercy, who would be found seeking a precious Jesus, believing him to be the Saviour, your only hope, your only plea, the only refuge, the only hiding place, none but Jesus. This thought came to mind, and we have a Syrophoenician, you remember, with her grievously afflicted daughter, she comes to Jesus. She falls down before him, she pours out her heart unto him. But he answered her not a word. Not a word. Not a word of encouragement, but not a word of discouragement. Not a word. He was silent. Oh, how this must have troubled her. He will turn. Just look at the first three words. He will turn. But you see, the Lord had given her that faith. And that same faith, like Ruth, who clave unto Naomi. So this dear woman was, as it were, cleaving unto Christ. Like Jacob, she would wrestle with the Lord. But he answered her not a word. Or do we have one here tonight? A similar pathway experience. You come to the Lord as a sinner. You pour out your heart unto him. You beg of him mercy, pardon, forgiveness. But not one word. We must be very careful in trying to read into Scripture what is not actually written, but we wonder if he even looked upon her. He will turn. Well, we know the disciples, misunderstanding what was happening, they sought to turn her away. And I'm sure Satan sought to turn her away. But you see, that God-given faith, all that faith, hoping against hope, looking unto Jesus, all pleading with him, begging that he will turn. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the children of Israel. He did speak to her. And he spoke the truth. Thy word is truth. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the children of Israel. Oh, did this turn her away? Was the Lord rejecting her? God forbid. It would be manifest that she was one of these lost sheep of the children of Israel. But it brought forth that cry from the depths of her heart. Lord, help me. He will turn. Or is there one here tonight? That cry is a cry from the depths of your heart. Or it may be spiritual, maybe providence. But one thing, you need the Lord's help. You must have the Lord's help. I may have said this here before, in my hearing. You go to man for help. And the very best that you will get is man's help. You go to God for help, and you will get God's help. There's no comparison. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. A very present help in time of trouble. Oh, Lord, help me. You feel you cannot carry on without the Lord's help. You must have his help. You greatly need his help. You know the Lord is able to help. You may feel so unworthy, so undeserving. Why should the Lord help me? Or why such a poor, wretched sinner as I? But you hope that he will turn. He will turn and help you. Lord, help me. It is not meet to take of a children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Again, the Lord further trying her faith. Was she offended? No. Because she knew that she was a sinner. You notice that in the gospel accounts, those who were offended at the words of the Lord Jesus knew not that they were sinners. They were the self-righteous, they were the Pharisees, or they were the Sadducees, they were the religious rulers. They were offended. But no spirit-taught soul, no sensible sinner was offended. She felt to be a dog. Truth, Lord. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs from under the master's table. He will turn. Oh, our faith has been tried, sorely tried. Tried to the uttermost. She would not let him go. Oh, she would still plead at the throne of grace. She would still beg that the Lord would remember her and help her and undertake for her. He will turn. And he did turn. O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee as thou hast said. And from that hour her daughter was cured. He will turn. The case of Hannah also comes to mind. Oh, what a pathway she was walking. She had an adversary, presumably Peninnah, who had many children. Hannah had none. She provoked her sore to make her fret. Ah, fret not thyself, we read. And there here was poor godly Hannah. She was fretting. She was so sad. Oh, she was so distressed. She felt to be so oppressed. She was in such a low place. But she comes to the Lord in prayer. Oh, she would draw nigh unto God. She vows that vow. She pours out her heart, her soul unto the Lord, begging for the Lord to turn. Remember, it must have been years with Hannah. Not days, not weeks, not months, but years. Year by year they went up to the temple, the tabernacle. Oh, would the Lord turn? Would the Lord turn? The Lord did turn. Or the Lord did turn her captivity. Or the Lord turned unto her and was very gracious. He will turn. He will turn. All you dear souls seeking the Lord. You long to know him. You long to find him. Or you long to know a precious Jesus. You long to know your sins forgiven. You long to know that peace in believing. You long to know that peace which passeth all understanding. But Jesus seems to mind thee not, and answers not a word. Oh, that temptation to give up, that temptation to turn aside, Or that temptation to believe, I cannot be a child of God. There is no mercy for me. There is no help for me. But he will turn. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. And yet I'm given to understand in the original Greek there is a deeper meaning there of a continuation of asking, seeking, knocking. Oh, the Lord help you to continue asking, seeking, knocking, for he will turn. He will turn. He will turn again. In the previous chapter, we read, for the Lord have a controversy with his people. A very solemn, searching word. A word which a child of God, walking in such a way wherein the Lord is hiding his face, trembles. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. Is it not because of our sins? But your iniquities are separated between you and your God, and your sins have caused him to hide his face that he will not hear. Oh, what a pathway to walk in. You dear souls walking in such a pathway, the Lord hiding his face, and you are troubled, perhaps greatly troubled. Perhaps it has been a long time now that the Lord has been hiding his face. Oh, you feel to have such darkness, such sorrow, such grief. How you long for the Lord to turn again, to smile upon you, to assure you of his love. But now you feel so tried, so tempted, so cast down. All the enemy says, where is now thy God? That enemy, unbelief, will say, where is now thy God? That enemy, Satan, will say, where is now thy God? Or that enemy of the world will say, where is now thy God? That enemy of the old man of sin will say, where is now thy God? For the Lord have a controversy with his people. It is perhaps one of our most sad complaints that we cannot cease from sin. Indwelling sin. We still have that old man of sin. Oh, what trouble sin brings. What sorrow, what grief. Oh, that I had not of myself his body of sin and death. And when we feel that the Lord is hiding his face because of our sins. Oh, what heart searching. What heart searching. Show me wherefore thou contendest with me. And here in this chapter it begins, woe is me. Woe is me, for I am a sinner. Woe is me, for I am guilty. Oh, woe is me, I cannot keep myself. Woe is me, I've fallen by mine iniquity. Oh, woe is me. I'm so wretched. I'm so vile. Just brings me to consider Job. The very beginning, we read of Job being upright, perfect, one that feared the Lord greatly, a most godly, gracious, upright man. And yet that did not prevent the Lord permitting Satan to cause absolute havoc in his life. He lost nearly everything. He lost all his substance. He lost all his children. Then he lost his health. He almost lost his wife, who could say, curse God and die. He felt he'd almost lost his integrity. He didn't lose his God. Although he sunk so low, yet he would prove that underneath are the everlasting arms. And what Job passed through, those friends proved to be miserable comforters, all of you. They could not comfort him. They completely misunderstood him. Job tried to plead his innocence, his righteousness. But then we have that younger man, Elihu, speaking very well. Was granted much discernment, much grace, much wisdom. And then we have the Lord speaking to Job himself. And this brought Job to say, behold, I am vile. This godly, gracious, perfect, upright man, all brought to see more of the depths of his heart. The depths of the evil, the depths of his sin, the depths of the wickedness. Behold, I am vile, a vile sinner. And yet we read that when Job prayed for his friends, the Lord turned his captivity. He will turn again. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. When the Lord has raised his rod, when the Lord has hidden his face, when the Lord seems to be far off, or when we feel to have fallen, I will bear the indignation of the Lord. It is a truth. At times the Lord is angry with his people. We mentioned this afternoon of that sin of disobedience. There are other times when the Lord is angry with his people, or when they harden their hearts, when they're rebellious, when they murmur, when they mix with the world, when they go a-whoring after the heathen gods and the heathen ways. The Lord may be angry. The dear psalmist must have known something of it. Perhaps concerning that sin of Bathsheba and Urijah, or when Nathan comes of that parable of the ewe lamb, thou art the man. David must have feared the Lord's anger. And again later in life, when he numbered the people through the pride of his own heart. And again the Lord spoke to him. Oh, he must have feared the Lord's anger. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. Oh, to be taught of the mercy of God, whose mercy endureth forever. Who but a sinner can understand anything of the mercy of God? Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. Without thy sweet mercy, I could not live here. sin soon would reduce me to utter despair. But he delighteth in mercy. All these souls, feeling much of the plague of their own hearts and indwelling sin, how they come pleading for God's mercy. Mercy through blood, I make my plea. O God, be merciful to me. Or we can have none of this modern religion, where people think they can suddenly become Christians, profess to all their sins have been forgiven, and then carry on as if we'll never sin again. I believe the Lord will so deal with his people that thou shalt see greater evils yet. As the Lord by his Spirit shines into the heart, and fresh discoveries are made of indwelling sin, of those corruptions, all those awful sins found within our hearts. The hymn writer knew something of it. Though the corruptions of thy heart daily new cause of grief impart, pray that thy lusts may all be slain, nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. Oh, the wonderful mercy of God. Truly our sins abound. The child of God feels it, mourns over it. It fills him with grief and sorrow. Oh, the abundance of our sins. But though our sins abound, his grace doth much more abound. He will turn again. Again from that hymn, he'll surely turn and smile again. Nor shalt thou seek his face in vain. Oh, you dear souls longing for the Lord yet to turn again. How you long for him to turn again. You plead with him to turn again. Oh, you feel so unworthy, so undeserving. Oh, you feel that the Lord will never turn again. The Lord will never be favourable anymore. But our text says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. Oh, there is something very, very beautiful here. His compassions, they fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, Jesus, full of all compassion. And we read it in the gospel accounts of those needy souls who came to him. He had compassion. He had compassion upon the multitudes. He saw them as sheep scattered, having no shepherd. Oh, he had compassion upon those dear souls who came to him with their complaints, their afflictions, their sorrows, their griefs. And who is my neighbour? The parable of a good Samaritan. What can be said of the priest, of the Levite, those religious people? They had no compassion. What can be said of that certain Samaritan? And the Jews despise the Samaritans. He had compassion. There, really, Jesus was speaking of himself. Oh, what compassion he has toward his people. Long-suffering, forbearing, forgiving, plenteous in mercy. He will have compassion upon us, like as a father pitieth his children. So the Lord pitieth them that fear him, for he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. He knoweth our frame as our Creator, as our Maker. He knoweth our frame because Jesus became a real man. It behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. And there in the Hebrews, we read of the Lord Jesus, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succour them that are tempted. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with a feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. He will have compassion upon us. Oh, you dear souls, who feel so poor, so needy, so guilty, so wretched, come seeking a compassionate Jesus. He will have compassion. His anger may endure, or weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He will have compassion upon us. You think of Joseph, when he was dealing with his brethren, and I would have you notice it was his brethren, literally, his brothers. And we think of a greater than Joseph, the Lord Jesus, my brethren. My brethren. In all of Joseph's dealings with his brethren from the outset, and you think how Joseph's heart must have been touched. By this time, he had been the ruler in Egypt. One would imagine at least 8-9 years, a man of great authority, great power. He would always remember that time spent in prison. He'd always remember the hatred of his brethren. He'd always remember the dreams of God. But to see his brethren, 10 of his brethren, Benjamin excepted, coming to him in Egypt, bowing down before him and doing obeisance according to the word of God. I'm sure Joseph's heart would have been so touched. So touched. He remembered God. He remembered the word of the Lord. But Joseph still dealt with his brethren. How he treated them. But you see, in every way he treated them, he would always cause them to come back to him. They always had to come back to him. They thought he was a hard man. They returned to their father Jacob and they spoke of that hard man in Egypt. But you see, in the heart of Joseph, it was full of compassion. He wanted to see if his brethren had changed. He wanted to see if they truly repented of their sins. That second time they come, then Judah's supplication unto Joseph, and Joseph must turn aside and weep. But then Joseph could not refrain himself. He would have all the Egyptians removed from that room while he made himself known unto his brethren. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. I am Joseph, your brother. Is my father yet alive? The brethren were greatly afraid. Joseph, this great man, this one we sold to the Ishmaelites all those years ago, this one we hated. Surely now he's going to get revenge. Now he's going to slay us. No. He will have compassion upon us. God of you in Jesus' face. God of all compassion. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. O, our iniquities, our sins, our awful, dreadful sins, all those sins by which we deserve to be cast into hell and to perish forever and ever. Sins against an holy God. Sins against his righteous law. Sins against his name, his cause. Sins immense as is the sea. Sins of thought. The imaginations of our minds are only evil continually. Sins of word, the tongue, a fire of iniquity. Sins of deed. Sins of commission. Sins of omission. All our sins. But the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us from all sin. Or he will have compassion. All the Lord's compassion towards his dear people. All the love that moved him to die, to lay down his life, to make that atonement for sin. He wrought out that robe of righteousness. He groaned, he bled, he died for you. What more, ye saints, could Jesus do? He will subdue our iniquities. Thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. In David's penitential psalm, there he fell before God as a guilty sinner. His sin had found him out. And how he pleads for God's mercy. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. All the child of God would have that right eye which offends plucked out, that right arm that offends to be cut off. Or he would know his iniquities to be subdued. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He will subdue our iniquities because he giveth more grace. He giveth more grace. Grace to flee from the very appearance of evil. Grace to keep ourselves unspotted from the world. Or he will subdue our iniquities. As the Lord shows us ourselves and how we cannot save ourselves and how we cannot keep ourselves, our dependence upon him. All that great dependence upon him. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. All the love of Christ. As he lay down his life a ransom for many. And dear friends, if we are amongst the living family of God, then it must be that Jesus died upon the cross to save us from all of our sins. Consider him. Oh, consider him that suffered great contradiction against himself. Or there he paid for punishment instead. There in agony of soul he poured out his soul unto death. There he bore the wrath of God against the sins of his people. There he put away sin. And thou wilt cast all their sins, this little word all. Every single sin. The blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, cleanseth us from all sin. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea, never to be seen again, blotted out, pardoned, forgiven. Oh, the love of Christ. Oh, the love of Christ. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. The Lord grant that sweet sense of blood-bought pardon. The Lord grant that saving knowledge of Christ, whom to know is life eternal. The Lord help us in our pilgrimage journey. Now it was Job who, in that well-known chapter 23, oh that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even before his seat. But as he looked forward, he looked backward, he looked on the left hand, he looked on the right hand, he could not find his God. If he will, the Lord had hidden himself. But oh, that eye of faith. The Lord grant us that eye of faith. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
The collections today are for our Needy Cases Fund. Let us close with hymn 766. Sovereign grace, our sin abounding, ransomed souls, the tidings swell. 'Tis a deep that knows no sounding, who its breadth or length can tell. On its glories let my soul for ever dwell. 766.
Thank you.
receive the grace of the Saviour and the love of the Father and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all.